Missourinet News. I'm Jason Taylor. A lawyer for Republican Governor Eric Greitens blames Democratic operatives for outing an extramarital affair on the part of the governor, as well as blackmail allegations against him. Bill Wise reports.
Greitens added comments from attorney Jim Bennett to a post on his Facebook page yesterday, where Bennett said news reporting has revealed that a former Democratic State Party chairman was driving press coverage. Bennett said the former chairman had not spoken to the person in question, presumably the woman Greitens was having relations with. The unnamed woman, who was being secretly recorded by her husband, indicated that Greitens blindfolded her, tied her to pull-up rings when she was partially naked, snapped a photo, and then threatened to distribute the photo if she mentioned his name. Former Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Roy Temple told the Associated Press that he met with the woman's ex-husband several times in September of 2016, but when the man ultimately decided he didn't want to go public, Temple says he agreed not to publicize the affair. Temple told the Associated Press he has not spoken to the ex-husband since then. Bennett, Greitens' attorney, called the course of events political hit piece. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
Craig Wood, the man convicted late last year in the 2014 kidnapping, rape, and murder of Springfield's 10-year-old Haley Owens, has been sentenced to death. Circuit Court Judge Thomas Mountjoy announced the rendering yesterday afternoon, after which prosecuting attorney Dan Patterson said the Springfield and Greene County community can rest easier.
Our children should be able to feel free to walk in their own neighborhood and not have to worry about the boogeyman grabbing them off the street, doing unspeakable things, and then killing them.
A jury failed to agree on a sentence for Wood, which led to the judge's decision. The high-profile murder case took almost 4 years to run through the courts. Security guards fatally shot a patient on the Barnes Jewish Hospital campus in St. Louis yesterday after he pushed his way out of a treatment room and refused to drop two knives. Police say the 46-year-old patient was in a treatment room on the 14th floor with his wife before the shooting. He pushed his way out of the room and pulled two knives from his pockets. A major St. Charles County employer is shutting down this June, affecting 850 employees. Serco, which processes Affordable Care Act applications at its Wentzville facility, says it's closing the office to more efficiently operate within the seasonal nature of open enrollment on the healthcare exchange. A mid-Missouri lawmaker plans to amend his disability legislation to focus on children. Rocheport GOP State Representative Chuck Basie has filed a bill aimed at providing more insurance coverage for those with disabilities.
But I think that's a very important thing we need to try and do, is get the therapy coverage that these young people are lacking there. It's just not adequate. So I'd hope they get some traction on that this session.
Basie's legislation is aimed at enhancing existing insurance coverage for those with developmental disabilities outside of the autism spectrum. Boone County Family Resources says there are about 64,000 Missouri children under the age of 18 with a disability. You're listening to Missouri Net News.